I can't even express how much it means to us that you join us every Monday through Friday here in the morning, 6 till 9. It obviously means a lot to us. It also means a lot to us that we have resources, lots of resources, good resources. Evan Brown, one of the best. He is a Fox News correspondent and WJR contributor and all-around good guy. And it was Fox, his company, that broke the story with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finally making official his decision to run for president. I've never seen anyone who had not announced that had so many buses painted with elect Ron DeSantis, had commercials running, elect Ron DeSantis. And yet, if you'd ask me, you'd say, well, I'm not a candidate yet. That was funny. Did you find that funny, Evan, also?
I found it humorous. I mean, you know, so many people wanting Ron DeSantis to run for office, and a lot of super PACs and smaller PACs coming into being and being responsible for a lot of those ads or bus cards or whatever you've been seeing, billboards and the like. A lot of buzz around someone who wasn't even yet a candidate to the point that he was polling in second place. and now he's actually going to really campaign. So let's see exactly what that does to his standing among voters, especially in places like Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, where we have the first three of the presidential contest. So here we go. It's kind of what the big news is. Here we go.
Yeah, and though some outlets wanted to make the big news, the technical difficulties. Ann Thomas brought this up earlier. I hadn't really given it thought, but we've learned before that if you I don't want to say ignore, but if you choose a different way to make your announcement and it fails, those people who felt you should have made the announcement on traditional networks or whatever are going to laugh at what happened and accentuate it, which they certainly have. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah. Donald Trump was going to criticize it no matter what. So the fact that there was a technical glitch just sort of, you know, I guess it was something else to seize on. But let's talk about the technical glitch. 750,000 or so people were trying to log on to the Twitter space, which is a kind of like an audio chat room feature of Twitter. And it overloaded the system. Elon Musk even said so on the Twitter space last night. So
and that's a good thing. If you think about it, well, it's a positive in that so many people wanted to hear it.
Yeah. Hey, if you're Ron DeSantis, you're spinning it that way. And let's face it, this was intended and designed for a younger demographic that uses these types of things more regularly, these Twitter space, these audio meetups in the cyber realm. And they're not always perfect. They are sometimes technically glitched. And I think people, especially who use them, are kind of used to it. It's just sort of no big deal to them. You know, it was all in all, it was a 25-minute delay in getting started, and I've been to many a Trump rallies that didn't start on time. So there you go, and those involve being in big, sweaty stadiums.
Right, and 25 minutes late was nothing for the Donald. What's not been talked about as much is what he has said, and that is he's running for president to lead our great American comeback. Quote, our border is a disaster, check. Crime infests our cities. Yeah, that's true. The federal government makes it harder for families to make ends meet. That's true. And then the president flounders. These would be hard to argue against. These are the things. I wouldn't want to be Ron DeSantis for anything because you have other candidates calling him Nikki Haley for one. Well, he's got to stop being like Donald Trump. And then you've got Donald Trump calling him, Ron DeSanctimonious. And I mean, you know, this guy gets it from all sides. Even the guy he's supposedly acting like.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, it's quite interesting that Donald Trump has focused all of his ire and intention on him. And as we've determined already, he hasn't even been running up until now. whereas someone like Nikki Haley takes a pot shot and no one hears it. So this is really a two-candidate race, as far as I'm concerned. It is between Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. DeSantis is now actively campaigning. Does that give him a bump in polling? I guess we'll find out in a week. But let's also remember that a lot of these polls are junk to begin with. A lot of these same pollsters saying he's 20 points behind Donald Trump are the pollsters who are saying he was 20 points behind Democratic nominee Charlie Crist in the reelection campaign in October, you know, with a month to go before Election Day. That obviously was untrue.
He
won by 20%.
I was going to say, yeah. You know, that's, you just put it succinctly. That's why I love you, Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor. You said most of those polls are junk, and they are.
Well, look, they are, and they're designed to create talking points to more than anything. Look, they sampled maybe 500, maybe 1,000 people over maybe it's over a week's time where anything could happen in the news cycle to affect their opinion. And it's all, you know, in a small area, and they want you to believe it's representative of the country, and it really couldn't be.
You got plans for the Memorial Day weekend? A memorable Memorial Day ahead of you, or are you working?
Gonna be in the pool after I finish working. There you go.
Good for you.
That's my big plan.
Good for you. Excellent. Thanks for all the good work you do for us. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Eben Brown, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, and headed to the pool for the holiday weekend. You have plans? Well, we got plenty of stuff going on to be a part of. We'll be here, WJR, on the air, day in and day out, all day long, all night long, all week and weekend long. You're never alone. You've got us, the great voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760, WJR, approaching 829.